All right, we are back for our final segment of Penguin Playbook. We want to thank everybody for being here on a Monday night. We'll be back with you again next Monday as we continue to talk YSU basketball. The men will have a game under their belt when we meet again next week. They take on Teal Sunday at 2. The YSU women will have to wait until next Tuesday to play. They'll face Wright State in their Horizon League home opener. That game will tip at 6:30. Bring a teddy bear to throw out onto the court at halftime. Get yourself a voucher for a free ticket. Good for any future basketball home game. We wish the YSU women all the best as they take on Wright State, looking to go 2-1 in league play. Those teddy bears, by the way, will be donated to Akron Children's. If you need more information, call 330-941-1YSU. You can go online right now to get your tickets to YSU basketball at ysusports.com. We are pleased to be joined right now on Penguin Playbook by 6'7 redshirt junior Rich Rolfe from Centerville, Ohio, who returns to the Buckeye State after spending last season at Charlotte. Rich, welcome.
Thank you.
You and I had an opportunity to speak early. I was talking to you about when you played in high school at Centerville, led the Elks to a couple of state championships, and I was asking you about your thoughts on those games, and you guys played at U of D Arena. Would you have wished that they were at the Ohio State campus, or were you okay staying a little closer to home?
Personally, I was okay with staying home. We didn't have to spend a night at a hotel, so just having the comfort of my own bed felt good.
How hard was it to come back that second year and win a state championship?
My second year, we actually didn't win the championship.
You got beat in the title game?
Yeah, in the title game. So it was definitely hard. We were undefeated the entire season, and I just felt like that added some added pressure to the situation. But at the end of the day, it was a great experience for me.
Now, the coaches, Ethan Faulkner and the staff here at Youngstown State, they were on you at that time? They were trying to bring you to YSU?
Yeah. Coach Faulkner was my lead recruiter. I talked to Coach Calhoun a few times, got the offer in high school. But, yeah, I definitely had many conversations with Coach Faulkner during my high school.
Sometimes it's nice just to go away for a little bit, experience something else. You did that and went to Charlotte, but it's great to have a bounce-back guy like yourself to return to Youngstown once you had entered the portal. What was your deciding factor that brought you here to the Penguins?
Just growing up by the Horizon League, Wright State's right in my neighborhood, about 30 minutes away from my hometown. So I knew what the Horizon League was about. And then just talking to Coach Faulkner in the transfer portal, I knew what I could bring to the table, what I could help the team with. And I just felt comfortable with my decision. So it was actually my first visit was YSU. And I was ready to make the decision right off the bat because I knew what was here for me, and yeah. So I committed on the spot.
So we're talking with Rich Rolfe. So, and that had a little extra juice for you on Wednesday beating Wright State, correct?
It sure did.
Had an opportunity to beat a team that was so close to home. How many texts did you get after the game? Way to beat the Raiders.
A bunch.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice. I like beating them. You've now put together back-to-back games scoring in double figures. You've had two games this year of 20 points or more, 22 against Georgia Southern, and then Saturday against IU Indy when you put up 20. When you came here, obviously your number's a little skewed from being at Charlotte. You knew you had this ability when you came here, correct?
Yeah, but I definitely knew I had the ability. I just wasn't able to showcase it at my last school. But I was definitely confident in my skills and what I can bring to the table.
I asked Emmanuel Zorkful about his injury a year ago that cost him the season. You also went through an injury at Charlotte that kind of hampered your progress. How hard was that to come back? Or was it a situation where maybe you needed to step back and refocus yourself?
Yeah, so I actually redshirted my sophomore year. And that year was just a bunch of compounding injuries. I broke a bone in my foot during the summertime. And then I caught mono for a month, was out because of that. And then I pulled my hamstring and was out 3 months for that. So just the entire year, the season just felt off. So I was glad to be back on the court last year.
The hammy people don't realize how bad of an injury that really is. I mean, you know, for 3 months, that's a tough injury. And sometimes when you get injured, you overcompensate, and it leads to that type of an injury. But you feel now you rolled your ankle a little bit, though, in the game, I think, against – was it Wright? No, was it the game before Wright State? It was Chicago State.
Chicago State.
Rolled your ankle a little bit. Did you feel right away, though, that you were going to be able to come back and give it a go against Wright?
My ankle has been a nagging problem for me, so right when it happened, I wasn't sure. But talking to the doctors, talking to my trainer, I knew it wasn't anything serious, so I was just getting ready for Wright State after the injury.
So coming off of these two big league wins, you knew how important this league was. What kind of statement do you feel that your basketball team just made to the rest of the league here?
we're here to win a championship. I feel like that's the statement we're making. I feel like every day we're coming in, putting in the work to achieve that.
Did you have an idea? Up until, I think, a game or two ago, you were playing the most minutes per game on this team. Still, you and Chris Carroll among the top two in minutes played. Did you know they were going to give you that much time on the floor, they were going to invest that much in you and give you that much freedom to play your game out there night in and night out?
Off the table, I did not think think that. But just putting my teammates putting me in the right positions, the coaching staff putting me in the right positions, I feel like I can definitely help the team out. So in any way I can do that, I'm trying to do that.
You have played very well. You have shot almost 44% from beyond the arc. Was that the best part of your game coming here?
That's definitely a strength. I feel like I can do a little bit of everything. So just the coaching staff knowing my skill set and putting me in the right position has helped me succeed so far.
It seemed like Saturday you were passing on some threes and driving right to the basket. Did you just see that opportunity against IU Indy to take it and make it a little bit more of an aggressive move?
Yep, I believe so.
Did you? How, when you guys execute, and Coach Faulkner has talked about this, when you guys execute, does it feel so much better to know that there's open shots, defense plays a little bit better? And was that a difference now as opposed to maybe the first two, three games of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Just learning what they want you to do and being able to execute it?
Yeah. Also, I feel like it starts on the defensive end. Sometimes I can be lackadaisical on that, so I've been trying to work more on my defense, and then that just leads to my offense.
See, that's one nice thing. I mean, Rich, obviously, honest guy. Was defense always one of the things you had to continue to work on?
Yeah, especially at my time at Charlotte, I was told I got to work on my defense. So that was one of my strong points I try to work on this offseason. And I definitely feel like I've improved a little bit. Still could use some work. Sometimes I get I-man in foul trouble, and that's my fault. So I got to do a little bit better in that aspect.
Is the defensive scheme here under Coach Faulkner a little different than what maybe you're used to at Charlotte, and that has taken a little time to adjust to?
I pride myself on my IQ, so yeah. I feel like it didn't take too much time, but it was definitely a different scheme, systematic environment than I was used to at Charlotte.
All right, so let's go back to Wednesday's game against Wright State. You're playing against a team that you know you grew up around. You're down one with 9.7 seconds to go, and you're looking at the game tying and the game winning free throws. What's going through your mind?
Literally, I just got knocked on the shot. So I was just looking at the rim, taking my time, and then at the end of the day, I just had to make the free throws. So that's what I was thinking about.
After the first one goes in and you're tied, was the second one easier?
I wouldn't say so because they called the timeout, so I was definitely stressing a little bit. But I knew how to make it, so I was just trying to do that at the end of the day.
So then you still got 9.7 seconds to get back defensively and defend that. You know, I thought you guys in that game did a great job. Obviously, Michael Cooper, one of the better freshmen in this league for Wright State, won the Horizon League's Freshman of the Week award. Brody Robinson from Oakland got the Player of the Week. But it's been amazing these last five games what you guys have done defensively now, holding teams to under 70 points. And really, I think that's always going to keep you in games, as we talk with Rich Rolfe here on Penguin Playbook. But, Rich, right now, you know, I asked Coach Faulkner the other day, I said, your big three played really well against Wright State. You, Bryson, Carroll, right? And really kind of continued that against IU Indy. Do you guys look at this as amongst the starters, the big three, or is this anybody can become the big three on this team or be part of the big three?
I wouldn't even title it the big three. I feel like everyone on this team has a job to do, and each and every day we feel that need. And then also anyone can score at any given time. So, like, I-Man had 18 at Grand Canyon. Let me think. Like, Bryson's been playing well.
Yep.
Drew's been playing well, taking care of the ball. He's got maybe 40 assists, 20 turnovers, so he's doing his job. Like, I wouldn't even title it a big three. Everyone has a job on this team, and we're just fulfilling it to try and get wins.
Did you get together with everybody? Did everybody kind of fit in together? I think I asked this last week as well. Kind of get to know one another, become friends very quickly. You coming from Charlotte to Youngstown, did that happen quickly for you, making friends, fitting in with this team?
During the summertime, we definitely took initiative to try and bond because it's only an 8-week training camp, basically, is what we have in the summertime. So we knew we had to get together, bond. So we did some events. We went bowling, just grabbed food multiple times, different teammates, the whole team sometimes. So we were just trying to get close to each other as soon as possible.
Is there anybody on this team that maybe you learned or you watch? Is it a Chris Carroll that you watch play a little bit and you know, you guys kind of play off of one another a little bit? You see what he's able to do on the floor and maybe vice versa. He can see what you're capable of doing. Is that a guy that you learn from?
I learned from Chris. I actually learned a lot from Vlad, just being in college for 6 years. He knows so much about the game. Even, like, things you don't even think you'll realize, like he might have something to say, and I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. So just learning off his mind is something, like, I try and do all the time.
Yeah, that's interesting because as you look at some numbers, you know, Vlad coming off the hand injury was a little bit behind. He's still trying to catch up, but he's able to contribute. He might not be having a double-double like he was used to doing at UT Martin, but he's able to contribute in other ways. It's very interesting. I didn't realize he was able to do that and kind of lend some wisdom along the way.
Yeah, he's actually one of our vocal leaders on the team. So just anything he can say, he's like an extension of the coaching staff. So just anything he has to say, I'm willing to listen and trying to apply that as soon as possible.
Does the experience on this team make a difference between Iman now as a redshirt senior, yourself as a redshirt junior? You know, you got Tyler Robinette, who's about 45 years old, right? I like Tyler. He's been around a long time. The Cats played over 160 career college basketball games. But guys that have been around the block, has that experience helped you, whether it's yourself, or will it help this team in January and February?
It would definitely help this team come January, come February, come March. Just based off our experience, each and every single person has, and then we can try and gel and bring every experience together just so we're ready for this March run.
So what are you doing this week as far as finals? How many do you have? And how do you try to separate those from your practice time?
I actually took my in-person finals, so I only have two more online exams, and then I'm done for the semester.
Very nice. How far along are you towards your degree?
So I was supposed to earn it this coming spring, but I lost a bunch of credits transferring, so I won't get it till next fall.
Okay. That means you're going to be around. Is that correct? I'm trying to pin you down.
Of course.
We did that last week, right? We tried to pin down Drew King last week because you know he transferred here, and he's a junior as well. So we tried to get Drew, who came here from Elon, tried to make sure he came back. We want to do the same thing with you. Make sure you guys come back. It's important to kind of come back. Do you enjoy your time so far in Youngstown?
I've definitely enjoyed my time. The people, the community, the coaching staff. No complaints.
Good. Not that I can help you if you have any complaints, but we are sure happy that you're having a good time and you're playing really well. And, you know, the coaches believe in you. We believe in you. I hope you believe in yourself and have a great great semester and a great rest of the season.
Thank you.
That is Rich Rolfe from the YSU Men's Basketball Program. Thanks to everybody for coming out here tonight. We're going to wrap up our program. We'll see you again next Monday with Penguin Playbook here at 1390 WNIO.